And another Tuesday afternoon, as we always do, we're going to visit with Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hey, the temperatures, they're not below zero anymore.
Isn't that nice?
It is.
And it's sunshiny and everything. It just kind of makes that winter disappear when you see the bright sun, huh?
That's right. Yeah, it makes a difference if the sun's out or not, how you feel, really.
Yes, it does.
All right. Well, the newsletter is out for February.
Yes, it's a new month with lots of new and exciting activities. Yeah, what more can we say? Lots of fun stuff out there.
Okay. All right, why don't you tell us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library, Cindy?
Well, this week, in fact, this evening at 5:30 p.m., we have invited all our members of the Friends of the Appleton Public Library to meet. And so that should be a fun time to talk about different activities that we would like to plan or just some other things to support the library. Mm-hmm. And that's today, February 3rd at 5:30 p.m. Tomorrow is a take and make called Creative Hands Take and Make for Children and Families. So that's available after 3:30 next week. On Monday, the 9th of February, we have our library commission meeting at 10:30 a.m. And Tuesday the 10th is going to be so much fun. We're going to try our hand at painting with wool. And so we have a wool painting class for adults.
How do you do that?
I guess we'll find out. Okay. I don't really know. Anyway, and so we've got an instructor coming in to teach us how to paint with wool. So we'll have to see what kind of landscapes people create with wool painting.
Right.
Anyway, and then the 11th at 3:30, we have Snowman Wind Chime class for children and families. And then, oh, how exciting, we have Prairie 5 Tax Clinic here. I don't want to forget to say that. Prairie 5 has been coming to the library to offer a free tax clinic for quite some time, and there are some different dates that they're going to be here. And on Thursday, February 12th, they'll be here, Thursday, March 19th, and Tuesday, April 7th. And so if you're interested in signing up or registering for this, make sure you give them a call at 320-226-8118. But they will be here at the Appleton Library, and they're super busy. What a wonderful service.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the 14th, we have the Sound Playground here for children and families at 10:30 on a Saturday. And, I mean, what a fun opportunity. It's a playground of musical instruments.
Wow.
I know, and all sorts of ways to make music. Yeah, it should be super fun, and that's for all children and families. You don't have to be in the 1,000 Books of our kindergarten program. You can just come and attend the fun event. And then on the 18th after school, we're doing slime at the library. On the 19th, Laura Thomas will be here with Prairie 5 and our aging counselor. And on the 23rd, we have book club, and the 25th, Lego club. Just lots of fun and exciting things going on here at the Appleton Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then don't forget our Winter Reads program is continuing, too, for adults, where you read books and you earn prizes while you do it.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Cindy, you talked about a library commission meeting or a library board meeting.
Yeah,
do you have a board?
Yes, we have a library board. And now what the city did is they have all these commissions. And so instead of saying board, it's just now a library commission. And we've had one for a number of years. Anyway, there were a couple of years that we didn't. But,
right.
But yeah, so they meet a few times a year, and I'm invited to the meeting because it's here at the library.
Okay.
Anyway, and so we talk about all sorts of things library at them.
Yeah, I didn't realize you had a board. That's pretty cool. Good.
Yeah, we have, but for a long time, and quite a few, you know, some of the members have been on for a while, and some of the members are newer. So.
Oh, okay. Awesome. All right, let's move into what are people reading in February. I bet romantic novels, I bet.
Well, honestly, we just set up a romantic novel display.
Oh, no way. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so if you're looking for romance, it's here at the Appleton Public Library in a display. Thanks to our wonderful library assistant, Lisa Ronsbacher. She's put a really cute one together. Like I said, it is the month of romance.
That's right.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day, Saturday, February 14th.
Yes, it is. So come make some music and pick up some romance at the Appleton Public Library on the 14th. I guess that's what we should have said. Huh?
Yeah, right.
But otherwise, other new books out. There's quite a few of them, actually. New in fiction is Half His Age by Jeanette McCurdy. And that's, of course, an attraction for an older person and a younger person. And My Husband's Wife by Alice Feeney. In an old house in a seaside town, things may not seem be what they appear to be. And then The Things We Leave Unfinished by Rebecca Yarros is, after a divorce, George Stanton returns to Colorado, tries to protect his great-grandmother's incomplete manuscript. So that one isn't a romance, I guess. But The Elsewhere Express sounds really interesting. It's Samantha Soto Yambao is, a magical train appears to lost souls who find it full of wonders, but also danger. Now, again, that was fiction. Now, nonfiction is The Invisible Coup by Peter Schweizer. The author of Blood Money puts forth his argument that mass migration is a political weapon. Also new this week is Football by Chuck Klosterman. The author of the 90s considers the ways in which the sport has impacted American life. And then also new is Jungle Keeper by Paul Rosoli. I'm having a little trouble with that word,
yeah.
I guess.
I have trouble with the words all the time, and I'm in radio.
A conservationist and explorer gives an account of his time spent in the Amazon rainforest. What an interesting thing. Mm-hmm. Very intriguing. So remember, if you are looking for a book recommendation or some romance reading, since it's that month, stop on down here at the Appleton Library. We all are readers. We read a variety of different things, each one of us, and we love to make book recommendations.
Okay, good. Cindy, we've got a few minutes here. Talk about getting a library card, or you need a library card to do the online stuff, too. Talk about the online stuff a little bit.
Yes, you do need a library card, and in order to get a library card, you just have to prove residence, and so that could be with a driver's license, and if your driver's license isn't up to date, you can bring your out-of-date driver's license with a piece of mail that shows where you currently are living. We're kind of, I guess kind of flexible, but not really flexible about it, because that's just the rules that we have to follow as well.
Right.
And then for digital content, you do need your library card in order to secure it. You may initially sign up for a digital account, but after a while it will go away unless you register your library card. But it gives you that little grace period of time. There are several online databases for research, all sorts of different things on our with links off of our website. So there is a lot more digital out there than one would think.
That's right. I'm guessing a lot of digital.
There really is. So much more than one would think. So, and if you want some assistance with that, I just helped somebody this morning. So, yeah, we're always helping people with getting things going, because if you do sign up for a digital account, and even your library card, there's an expiration date. Each year it expires on the date that you registered, and then we just update your information if there's any kind of update, and then we renew it. And so that's also how the library card works.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Real good, Cindy. Well, people have questions. How can they get a hold of you, and where's the library located in Appleton?
Well, and one more thing about the library card is that library card basically works anywhere in the state of Minnesota.
Oh, it does.
But specifically for the 32 libraries in the Pioneerland Library System region. But, yeah, you can take that card and use it anywhere in Minnesota. So keep that in mind. But otherwise, stop on down here at the Appleton Library, the beautiful city of Appleton. We're located at 50 East Rooney Avenue. Our hours are Mondays and Fridays, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. Visit us on Facebook and make sure that you stop on down, because we love to see people.
That's right.
That's what we're here for. We're the people.
Yep. And you can pick up a February newsletter at the library, too.
That's right, as well as we also get, we subscribe to Booklist Magazine, which is a free magazine for the public to use to read about upcoming books that they might be interested in. So we've got lots of fun stuff here for people who want to visit the Appleton Library.
All right. Thanks, Cindy. Talk to you next time.
Sounds fabulous. Thank you.
Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.